This is Ted Kennedy. The Navy's eyes are bigger than its stomach. It wants to build two new aircraft carriers that even the Pentagon's bloated budget can't afford. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, you're always blustering about government spending, but somehow you never ask the Pentagon to practice what you preach. Here's a good place to start. John Layman is retiring as Secretary of the Navy, and his farewell present is a surprise budget buster for Congress. He wants two new $7 billion aircraft carriers that will shortchange other Navy priorities. Even the top brass don't want them now. As recently as last December, the Navy didn't want these carriers until the mid-1990s. Now, all of a sudden, they pop up in this year's budget. John Layman and the other hardliners have overdone it. They can't believe the Pentagon's party is over. They've tucked one too many blockbusters into their budget wish list. Can't you see through that trick, Bob?
Ted, when it came time to answer Gaddafi terrorism, what do you think did the job? An American aircraft carrier. And when it comes time each and every day to keep the Soviet Navy in check around the world, what do you think is our trump card? American aircraft carriers. And those powerhouses look all the more important as Spain and the Philippines talk about closing down our military bases. You liberals are trying to look like Rambo these days with your PR campaign for beefed up conventional forces. Well, here it is, Ted. Our carriers aren't guided missiles. They're conventional forces. I'm surprised by your broadside at the Navy. Just last month, you spent 2 days on one of our aircraft carriers. If you got a good night's sleep, it's because the U.S. Navy is keeping the peace. Don't pull the rug out from under them, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. The tragedy of Americans held hostage goes on. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.